Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. It's wonderful to have you with me today as we share the Word of the Lord. On yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at what God considers important, what matters to God. And as I was sharing, one of the most beautiful characteristics of the Lord Jesus is His faithfulness. In Revelation 19 and 11, Jesus is sitting on a white horse and He's called faithful and true. And we know that, and when the Lord rewards His servants, that's one of the greatest commendations that could be made. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And faithful, well, I shared a bunch of synonyms, if you will, for the word faithful. One of those words are stable, not wavering or changeable, constant, steady, true, enduring, patient, uncompromising, all aspects of God's character. And on yesterday's broadcast, we looked at a few scripture references that were warnings against instability. But now we want to look at an example in Scripture, because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. And we're going to go to the book of Genesis, and we're going to look at one of the sons of Jacob. He had 12 sons, and we're going to look at the firstborn son of Jacob, Reuben. And I would suggest to you, he is a type of a carnal Christian. Now let's look at him a little bit. First of all, he was the firstborn, and that was a very important position, a very important inheritance, if you will, in that day and age, because the firstborn would inherit a double portions of the father's estate. They were rather like the patriarch of a family. So that firstborn was a child of great hope. The firstborn in Scripture is referred to as the beginning of man's strength. Now, Reuben, he had many excellent gifts, but also a number of besetting sins. And I'd like to share with you a passage that is recorded in the 49th chapter of Genesis. And I've always felt such a sorrow when I read this. But this is Jacob. He called his sons together, and he was on his deathbed. He said, "Gather yourselves together, that I might tell you which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel, your father." Of course, we know that the Lord changed Jacob's name to Israel. And so he spoke prophetically over all of his sons. And in verse 3, he addresses Reuben. He says, "Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power." But he goes on to say, "Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiledest thou it. He went up to my couch." And that concludes what he had to say about Reuben. And when we think of this, this is such a tragedy, because he was exceeding in honor, exceeding in rank. His was the privilege and the right to rule. But he says in the fourth verse that he was unstable as water, that he would not excel because he went up to his father's bed. "Then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch." Because, another translation puts this way, because you were uncontrolled, the first place will not be yours. When you mounted your father's bed, you brought disgrace. So, what is the result of this? Reuben loses the right of preeminence as the firstborn. Now, there was the event that Jacob mentioned about going up to his father's bed and defiling it. It was recorded in Genesis 35 and 22, and this event actually had occurred before Rachel's death. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went up and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. And of course, when Israel heard it, he was greatly offended. Bilhah was the mother to two of Reuben's blood brothers, Dan and Naphtali. To think of that, that was the mother of two of his brothers. And why did that occur? Because Rachel was childless for a time, and because of that, she had given Bilhah, her handmaid, to Jacob. And basically, Reuben had committed adultery. Why was this so serious? Well, it was a gross sin before the Lord. What did that imply? Well, not only did it demonstrate his instability and his lack of control over his own carnal nature, but it indicated a serious lack of personal respect for his father as a person. And of course, also, there was a disregard of his Jacob's station or position as patriarch of the clan. He was dishonoring God's system of authority, and that's very important. If you recall the Ten Commandments, the fourth commandment that talks about honoring your father and mother, that's the only commandment with promise that your days may be long in the earth. And then there's another example from Scripture. Remember, after the flood, when they had landed on land, and it says Noah had drunk the fruit of the vine, and he lay drunken in his tent, that Ham gazed upon the nakedness of his father, and as a result was cursed. And also, there's another Scripture passage I'm thinking of. I won't turn to it, but remember when David was forced to leave Jerusalem because of the treachery and the uprising that Absalom was causing to assume kingship. As he was leaving, it said Absalom laid with David's concubines that were left behind in Jerusalem to take care of the residents, and this was a statement as well as a public affront to his father as king. And so when a person would do such a thing, such as Reuben, they're not touching the person, but they're touching the things of God. Remember, there's a beautiful illustration given in the life of David. We know as a young boy, he was anointed by Samuel to be a future king over all of Israel. And for a time, he worked with Saul. He led out God's people in battles. But then jealousy and, of course, disobedience in the life of Saul caused the kingdom to be taken from him. Remember that dramatic scene where he lay hold of Samuel, and Samuel said, "This day has," and he tore his garments. He says, "This day has the Lord rent the kingdom from you and given to one better than you." And even though Saul was anointed of God, it was given to David because David, although he had several opportunities, he did not take the life of Saul. He said, "Should I touch the anointed of God?" And he left Saul in God's hands. And so Saul, in the Lord's providence and timing, was slain in the mountains of Gilboa with the Philistines' attack in battle. So, beloved, it's not the person, it's the position that we touch when we come against leaders, against the anointed of God. And for Reuben to take this unthinking action against his father, Israel, Jacob, it was a tremendous affront. Now, what were the consequences of this? We need to go back to Genesis 49. We see that he forfeited the privileges of his birthright as the firstborn. And, beloved, as a result, no judge, prophet, or prince is found of that tribe. Remember what Israel said? "Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel." even though he was the beginning of Jacob's strength and the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. He would not excel, and so no judge, prophet, or prince is found throughout the pages of Scripture of that tribe, nor any person of renown, except a rather unfortunate reputation that Dathan and Abiram had, who were infamous for their rebellion against Moses. And as a tribe, they virtually disappeared during the period of the judges. So, beloved, he sacrificed a tremendous amount because of his instability, of his unwillingness to control his emotions, his lack of respect for considering the privilege he had. It's like Esau, he despised his birthright. The mantle of leadership should have fallen on Simeon and from there Levi, who was the next eldest, but they forfeited that honor because of their violence and anger. Do you remember the incidents at Shechem? These two brothers slew all the males because they were furious at the rape of their sister Dinah. And verse 6 in Genesis, the 49th chapter, he said, and let me read verse 5, Simon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly mine honor. Be thou not united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. They obviously did not have the kind of character necessary for a leadership role. And so, beloved, it's important for us as God's people to understand the dynamics of what I've been sharing with you, that we need to respect authority. We need to respect the godly privileges we are given and not count it a light thing. We have been called as kings and priests with a high, high calling. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if you have prayer needs, won't you share them with me? The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.